Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
And get set, get set! Here we go! Here we go!
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, let's go.
Here we go.
Yo, we clap them cheeks. We captain. We clap them cheeks.
Here we go.
We clap them cheeks. We clap them cheeks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy back at it again. Back at it again. Listen, did you guys enjoy that beatdown? Did you guys enjoy that beatdown? I need y'all to let me know if you guys thoroughly enjoyed that clap down. Boy, we let them have it. Did we not? No. I can't stop there. We got to keep going. Because sometimes you got to ask them to here we go. Because if they don't hear it, they're going to get it.
Here we go.
All right, we done. This is why you want to come to Buffalo Fanatics right now, because after these wonderful wins, we got to celebrate, baby. Let's go. We have to celebrate. That is a massive win. That's a statement win. You can't tell me as a Bills fan, you're not saying, yo, ain't nobody want to see us in December. Ain't nobody want to see us in December. You know what I'm saying? We let these games slip, which is so much more disappointing. We let the Patriots jump on us. We let the Denver Broncos get on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't even have to use Weapon X. Josh Allen had to take a back seat. He didn't have to do anything. Less than 100 yards passing? It was the James Cook show. Listen, I got my form right here. You know what I'm saying? Where's my writing utensil? Where's my writing utensil? I'm here to sign that bitch right now. James Cook, you, sir, have earned the right to do what you do on that field because you killed that shit, man. James Cook was absolutely the best player on the field. And there's some stars on that squad. But I got to keep it a buck. If you're going to give a 5-star rating to anybody, it's going to be the Bills, right? You know it's going to be the Bills because it certainly ain't going to be the Dallas Cowboys because it's not the logo, baby. It's the rating. I don't even think you guys deserve 1 star because it was a wrap for y'all today. Yo, do me a favor. If you are a Bills fan, you're a diehard Bills fan, smash that like. If you've never been to this channel before, subscribe to the channel because it's a, listen, When you beat one of your hated teams, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. Me and Stephen A. Smith are sitting going, we hate y'all, man. And it was nice to put a smackdown. Y'all got some points at the end to kind of make it cute, kind of make it look like it was a close, but it was a route from the start. A route from the start, and the tone was set with taking the ball and driving it down your throat and scoring right off the bat. Scoring right off the bat. My goodness, before we even get into anything else, listen, big props goes to the defense. Big props goes to the O-line. Big prop goes to special teams. Big prop, listen, props all around. But the biggest prop goes to Joe Brady and Coach Sean McDermott. For those that were asking for Sean McDermott to be fired, shame on you. This brother's working with stars that have been beat up, injured. Trey White gone. Matt Milano gone. DQ gone, but could come back. But he's still got this defense cooking. Fire McDermott. These boys still play for McDermott. You gonna fire someone that still plays hard like that? And now we've identified a run game. We've identified that we got some hoggies on the line ready to get after it. I hope the Bills offense heard Vach Lombardi, my brother, which we're going to call later on the show. All the Dallas Cowboys fans, I thought they had something. Oh, we took down the Eagles. Bitch, we should have took the Eagles down too. We were one connection away from walking off the field and saying bye-bye. But here we are. Joe Brady coached a hell of a game. And you know what? Like a typical Bills team in the past, we do something so well. Run the football. Even when we had Fred. You know what I'm saying? Even when we had, you know what I'm saying? Go back to any running back we've had. We run the ball. All of a sudden, we switch up trying to pass the ball. No, Joe Brady has learned. He's like, they can't stop us from running the football, so we're going to keep doing it until they can stop it. It's like playing Madden. You find that one play that no team can stop. You can run out of it. You can play action out of it. You can go deep out of it. You can do anything out of that play, and they can't stop it. What are you going to do? You're going to change it up for what? For what reason? They got to stop it. We were playing Madden today. We almost made them give up the sticks. You know what it is. 21-point skunk. Give up the sticks. But Dak Prescott was playing hard, boy. He tried to stay with it. Man, oh, man. If I'm speaking facts, y'all know what to do. Smash that like. Throw the emojis up in there. Give me the fire flames. Give me the microphone. Give me the thumbs up. Give me the freaking biceps. Let's go. Now, where to begin? Now, let's get right into it. First and foremost, let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys, because we got Dallas Cowboys fans watching right now. You know they're going to watch the first 10 minutes of the show to see what's going on. So, Dallas Cowboys fans, I'm talking to you. Y'all thought you guys were going to come in. The weather? Nah, man, all that weather talk is out of the question, man. No, there's home field advantage for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Y'all up in the cushy dome, having a good old time, 7-0 at home, 15-0 since last year. All that is out the window. When you come to Orchard Park, you come to Buffalo, you come to Orchard Park, you got to come with everything you got. You don't know what you're going to get, but one thing you will definitely get is a mother effing stampede. Dallas Cowboys fan, y'all thought, yo, we could just, Michael Parsons, 12 and a half sacks, 27 pressures. Nah, he's going to do work. I didn't hear a word from that brother today. Not a peep. It was so quiet. I could hear a rat pissing on a mattress all the way in Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. That's what I could hear. I could just hear it ever so slightly. I didn't hear D-Law's name. I didn't hear Parsons' name. Listen, the defense was non-existent because James Cook was cooking that ass, boy. It was medium rare. He was serving it up. Medium rare, what you want? Well done? Because today he was well done. He was cooking. But he was purposely cooking y'all real good, giving you well done, serving that meat. Pause or unpause. I don't know. I don't care how you guys want to take it. Cowboys fans, now y'all got to go back and regroup, because you got Tyreek Hill coming to your ass. Now, I thought the Dallas Cowboys were going to bring a lot more to the table today. I thought. You know what I'm saying? Dak Prescott You know what I'm saying? The MVP tag, Dak Prescott, was going to bring a little bit more today. I thought CeeDee Lamb, you know what I'm saying? The guy that's been killing all these weak-ass teams was going to bring some today. I thought wrong. I thought absolutely wrong. Dallas content creators, I don't know what y'all going to do with this one. You guys are going to be sitting here scratching your heads like, yo, I mean, we had CeeDee Lamb, Michael Parsons, D-Law. We got McCarthy that's supposed to be one of the best coaches in the game. We got Quinn up in the building. Yo, Quinn's been doing non-existent. You know why? Because McDermott was saying, you know, we got process, baby. We got the process. You got to trust the process. And you know what? We have Tyler Dunn to thank. You know what I'm saying? That article you put out fired motherfuckers up, man. Fired brothers up and said, you know, we got our coaches back. Our backs are against the wall. You know what I'm saying? We took down the Chiefs. We took down the Dallas Cowboys. Who's next? We like Goldberg. Who's next? Who's next, baby? Golly, man. We got phone calls to make. I'm going to call my brother later on. I told him, you pick up that mother effing phone. If you watch it right now, pick up that phone, bitch. Woo! What a good week. It's going to be a fantastic week. Anytime that you beat the Dallas Cowboys is great. Remember Thanksgiving? We talked about that. Turkey legs. We didn't have turkey legs today. Let me see. We have buffalo wings, baby. We have buffalo wings, and we sent buffalo wings back with the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? What do we give them? Picasso wings? What do we want to give them? Any type of wings you want. O'Reilly's wings. O'Neal's wings. You know what I mean? Bar-Bill rings. Name it. Send it with them packing. Give them some ranch. Give them some blue cheese. Whatever y'all want. Whatever you guys desire. It's on the house. Golly, man. Now that we're done with the Dallas Cowboys, sometimes you have to take those L's because we might see y'all again. If we handle the business that we're supposed to handle, we may see y'all again. So I ain't tripping. You guys will probably make the playoffs. I'm most likely. You guys actually are in, actually, because of certain losses that happened today. You guys are in. But let me tell you something. Dallas Cowboys content creators, you know what I mean? Your chest was all out like this. You know what I'm saying? Your chest was all out like you just benched. You know what I'm saying? 225 times. Bench 350. Now we got to pop that chest and deflate that bitch. Come back down to reality. I don't want to ever hear someone talk about Dak Prescott and Josh Allen in the same place. No. Cam Newton was getting shit on when he was calling Dak Prescott a game manager. Well, he certainly didn't manage shit today. He managed to take an L. He managed to almost throw 18 picks today? He threw one, but should have had four more. That brother was on pace to be Nate Peterman to throw five picks. You lucky. You want me to name him for you? Here's one. Christian Benford, right in his chest. He dropped that shit. You know what I'm saying? That should have been a pick. Here comes Phillips. Phillips almost read that thing. It was going to fall right into his big belly. Dropped it. Jordan Poyer was ready for that right there. Dropped it. Fam. Come on now. Anyway, salute to Dak Prescott. Your MVP chances took a dip a little bit. You let Josh Allen keep winning. He's your MVP. Quit playing with me. Now let's talk about what's really good. We're done with the Dallas Cowboys. We're done. Dallas Cowboy talk, we're done. I mean, I gave y'all some love. I tried to, but there's nowhere I can find some love. I couldn't find any love anywhere. I really couldn't. Where was there that I can find some love for y'all? I can't. You content creators can figure out where you can find some love. I ain't got no love for y'all. Oh, let me guess. Guess you guys don't have Super Bowls, but we do. Listen, man, that was a long time ago. What have you done for me lately? That's what we're waiting on. Let's go. Now, let's talk about what's really good. I mean, let's give it to him. Dak Prescott today. This is the last bit of it. Dak Prescott today. $134. If they should have took your ass out of the game first and foremost. But you wanted to pad your stats a little bit to make yourself not look as bad. It still was a drubbing today. We still whooped that ass today. All right? That's number one. Number two, Dak Prescott. 21 for 34, $134. Should have never had $134. You were under 100 yards when you should have just took a seat and put your backup in. But you didn't do that. That's cool. 134, 3.9 yards a pop. Golly, what are you, a runner? If you're a running back, that's okay. That's 4 yards a pop. But you passing the football, baby. You got CeeDee Lamb. You got Jake Ferguson. You got all these boys. Didn't do shit. Let me keep going. He threw a pick, but should have threw five. Took three sacks and a 57.7 rating. Bye-bye. Tony Pollard, I got a lot of love for Tony Pollard. That's my guy. 11 carries, 52 yards, 4.7 yards a pop. We kept these boys to 89 yards rushing total. Bye-bye. Let's go to the receiving room because that's where it really is. Now, CeeDee Lamb was just catching bullshit. We let you. If you're going to make a play, you're going to have to get the yak. We're going to keep everything right in front of us. And boy, did you feel it, because we were laying wood all over the place. Did you feel that wood? Because we were laying wood all over the place. And I'm not pausing. No pause. You were laying wood all over y'all, man. CeeDee Lamb, 7 receptions, 53 yards. No tutties. You out of there. You had your touchdown, but you know where you got it. You have to run the ball in there. There's no way you were going to get in the air. Jake Ferguson, 6 receptions, 44 yards. Under 50 yards. CeeDee Lamb left under 60 yards. Brandon Cooks, silent. I know you're dealing with a flu. I get it. You're not 100%. Dems the breaks. You feel me? Michael Gallup, bum. Michael Gallup, 1 reception, 9 receptions. And the rest, who cares? 21 receptions for a buck 34. Not going to cut it against the Bills. Where was Michael Parsons today? Did y'all hear him? Because I didn't hear a damn thing from Michael Parsons. Did he even get on the stat sheet? That's what I'm trying to see. Michael Parsons on the stat sheet? I don't even see Michael Parsons on the stat sheet. We kept that brother off the stat sheet. Oh, that's a lie. Two tackles. Long story short, I think your best player was Brandon Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey, 1 for 1 in field goals, 32 yards. Player of the game for the Dallas Cowboys. Are we done with the Dallas Cowboys? Are we done? I think we are. Let's move on to the cream of the crop, the Buffalo Bills. First and foremost, great fucking game plan. Great game plan from start to finish. Smack him in the mouth and don't stop. Smack him in the mouth and don't stop and keep doing it. They're not going to come to Buffalo on our turf and start doing Willie and all the shit they need to do. No siree. You come to our house, you're going to respect. Take your fucking shoes off. Put your jacket on the hook and let me whoop that ass and send you packing. I'm not going to even give you time to put your shoes on. Grab your shoes, grab your jacket. I called you an Uber. Get to the airport. It's a wrap. Because my man Josh Allen came through and led the way. Now, statistically, not the game that we are accustomed to from Josh Allen. He didn't have to put the team on his back today because the role players came through. Josh Allen was a measly 7 for 15 today for a 94 yards. 6 yards a pop, had a touchdown with 0 interceptions, folks. This is the Josh we want. No turnovers. No turnovers equals really good things from the Bills. No turnovers from Josh. He became the game manager today. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that because he was making good decisions. I don't have to throw the rock. And when I do, it's efficient enough that it gets me plays. 7 for 15, 94 yards, 6 yards a pop, and a tutty, 89.3 rating. Let's go, Josh. Let's go, Josh. Josh Allen, that dude. You keep letting that brother do what he does, man. Your MVP is staring right at you in the face. He's staring at you in the face. But the player of the game, this brother here, let me just start off with this. I've been extremely, extremely hard on James Cook. Y'all know that. Y'all have been getting on my ass for months now. Give him a chance, Rico. He's that dude. I said, he's got to show me. I've been consistent enough to tell you, he's got to show me. He may have all the skill sets that you guys keep telling me about, but he's got to show me. I ain't seen shit. Boy, after those games that he fumbled, he's become a different back. I've told you that from the start. That benching was a blessing in disguise. Not only that, you got yourself a new offensive coordinator that believes in the run game and that believes in using you as a weapon, which is half the battle. And now we're able to see your true skill set. And it's a wonderful thing to see. James Cook was absolutely on fire today. And I loved it. He was decisive. He anticipated. The beautiful thing about being a running back is to anticipate where the defender is coming from, to anticipate where the hole is going to be, because these holes close so quickly. They close so quickly. So if you're decisive enough to hit the hole quick, then you got to anticipate what angles defenders are coming at you from. This guy had it all today. He was anticipatory. He was all over it. He knew where to be. He knew when to slow down. He knew when to be patient. This was by far James Cook's best game in his career. I'm assuming better than what he's had collegiately. This game was it. This was the welcome to the party, James Cook. Now, when people look at the Bills, they can't say, this team can't run the football. No, sir. We just have an OC that actually believes in the run game. We have a head coach that also believes in the run game. And if we need to lean on James Cook, because that's what I've been wanting, a running back that we can lean on is a beautiful thing. Isn't it a beautiful thing? Doesn't it feel good? Can't you walk away and be like, yo, we didn't really have to really do anything. We can lean on the run game. We can lean on the Hoggies. They were pushing the Dallas Cowboys all over the place. Kudos to the O-line today, man. James Cook was absolutely phenomenal. 25 carries. Isn't that a beautiful thing? He had 15 carries in the first half. That's when you know he's cooking. 25 carries for a buck 79, 7.2 yards a pop, and a touchdown, and a receiving touchdown to go. Fam, if he's not player of the week, I don't know what we're talking about. He's got to be player of the week. That's a monster game from the second-year player. That's a monster game, and he was so smooth. I've been saying this from the beginning. He is very smooth when he's in there. Something that looks like a two-yard gain can turn into 20 like this. Did you see the way he ran by the defender trying to cover him in space? It's not happening. As soon as he got out into the break, boom, the burners came on. Touchdown, easy tutty for James Cook, easy tutty for the connection from Josh Allen. It is a beautiful thing to see. Let me keep cooking. James Cook, 25 for 179, 7.2 yards a pop, one touchdown, 24. Here's one, and you've heard me say this before, and stop me when you've heard me say this before. What have I been telling you guys about Ty Johnson? Give Ty Johnson opportunity, and he could be a very good second running back. The 1-2 punch. I'm telling you right now, Leonard Fournette is not touching the field. There's no way he's touching the field. And if he does, shame. It would be a big mistake to put Leonard Fournette in and move on from Ty Johnson or move on from Latavius Murray, because these boys are doing what they're supposed to do in their roles, in their backup roles. Ty Johnson today, 9 carries for 54 yards with six yards a pop. And he will lay the wood on you. You play games with that boy, you're going to learn. You're going to learn today like Kevin Hart. You're going to learn today. Keep fucking around. You're going to learn today. And Ty Johnson came through. The Bills today had 49 carries for 266 yards. Fam, when you do that to a team that's supposed to be playoff bound, the team that's supposed to be Super Bowl contenders, to a team that's supposed to be, that's aiming to try to be the number one team. Yo, you sent a message today. You sent a message, and the message was loud and clear. You think that we're only a passing team? We are well balanced. We will run the football down your throat, and you're not going to do anything about it. You're going to take that. I'm going to tell you something. What we did today, and I have the perfect video for that. What we did today to the Dallas Cowboys, and for those that don't like certain language, I'm sorry, but this is the apropos. What we did today to the Dallas Cowboys.
I just slid my dick down your throat, and you thanked me for it.
We were Negan, and my guy is Rick. Rick is my guy. Rick Grimes is my guy. But Negan, we became. And we got right up in Dallas Cowboys' ear. He said, excuse me, Mr. McCarthy. Excuse me, Dak Prescott. Excuse me while I unzip my pants.
I just slid my dick down your throat, and you thanked me for it.
It's one of those days, guys. It's one of those days. And the Bills today decided to show up and run the football. And the football we ran with authority. We ran that with authority. And it was one of those things where you just couldn't stop it. Today was the day. The Dallas Cowboys could not stop it. With all the star power they have on that squad, there was nothing they could do about what we did to them today. It was all about the run game today. It was all about the trenches. The trenches were on fire defensively and offensively. I haven't even gone to the defensive side of the ball yet because we're still cooking with the offense. And it started with James Cook. So James Cook, have a day. 25 carries, a buck 79, 7.2 yards a pop with a touchdown. Joe Brady, now you know what you got. Or you've always known what you had, and shame on Ken Dorsey for not using what you had in the backfield. Shame on Ken Dorsey. And that's why he's unemployed, and that's why Joe Brady's taking full advantage of being the OC of the Bills. And I hope that he continues to build on this resume and that maybe he becomes the OC for the Bills next year. But right now, he is doing a hell of a job with this Bills team. Let's go to the receiving room. Led by Stephon Diggs, there was only 7 receptions today. It was a nasty one, a lot of rain, but when you're cooking on the offensive side of the ball by running the football, there's really no need for me to put the ball in the air. But I'm going to tell you right now, Stephon Diggs, 4 for 48, 12 yards a pop, and he had one of the best catches I've seen from Stephon Diggs. I couldn't believe, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Josh Allen rolls to the right, doesn't like what he sees, he's buying time, and he sidearms it. And that the velocity on that sidearm, I was like, ooh, that's going to be tough. That's one of those things that's going to bounce off of someone. Not Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs stretches out his right, left hand and catches that thing like a boss, brings it in. And I'm telling you, he was so jacked. He didn't get up. He was just like, argh! And I'm telling you, when we, as a fan, tell me, what was your reaction when you saw Stephon Diggs make that reception? What was your reaction? Did you not stand up and just get up there and just, whoa, just get pumped? Because that's exactly what I was doing. And as a Bills fan, you must have been going nuts because that shit was crazy. And that right there kind of let you know what kind of day we were having. It was just that day. It was the day for the Bills. Great win for the Bills. We got to love it. And we you know what I mean? We were more balanced than ever. And we kind of leaned on what was working, and we didn't move away from it. That's the beautiful thing about this whole situation. We didn't need to move away from it. Not one bit. Did Stephon Diggs have the game that we anticipated him to have? No. Did he need to? No. The way the game was going, he did what we needed him to do. Now, was there a drop or two that was there today? I wasn't the biggest fan of it. We did get away with one. We absolutely, and you can't cap this one. We absolutely got away with one. He catches the ball. He goes down. They punch that thing out. But heavy enough to get going and let's go. Because who knows how that would have played out after that or before that. But I think what saved this whole situation was him getting the ball punched out of his hand, but the ball ended up getting kicked up and a lot of confusion. So you're like, oh, he probably went down. He got up really quickly. So, you know, there's a lot of confusion. Get to the mother effing line. Let's go. Snap. Had McCarthy said something or did some, different outcome, different situation. But when your quarterback doesn't put you in great situations, Dak Prescott, you're where you are. That defense today, we dared you. You want to go deep? Try it. You tried it one time, but you overshot Brandon Cooks. You tried it several more times. Jordan Poirier almost had you. You tried it again. It was Bedford. You know what I'm saying? Even Jordan Phillips was getting the action. We were all over you guys today. It was just not the Dallas Cowboys way. And I'm going to tell you something. The whole time I'm watching this thing, I was like, I could remember back in 2007 when the Dallas Cowboys came to Buffalo and we were dominating, interception, just running the football, doing what we do, and they came back and beat us. There was no way we're going to let that shit happen again. And I'm glad McDermott had these boys ready. McDermott had these boys ready to go and on top of their game. One game at a time. This is playoffs, man. We are in the playoff mode right now. We got to do everything we can. And this was a massive win. This was a massive win because a lot of the teams that played today didn't help us. Teams that we needed to lose won. So we control our own destiny. We got to win out. It's as simple as that. We have to win out. So the receiving squad today, 7 for 94. It is what it is. The W is what counts at this moment. Now let's slide on over to the defensive side. You know who's been getting a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, I don't know about this guy, but listen, Taylor Rapp today was absolutely he was an asset we needed. We needed that grit. We needed that toughness. We needed that, you know what I'm saying, someone that can come in there not afraid to smack and hit. Taylor Rapp was that dude. He led today's defense with 8 tackles today and 1 tackle for a loss, which was a huge tackle on Tony Pollard in the backfield. That was massive. Huge, huge, huge display of football today. Tyrell Dotson. Not a bad game by Tyrell Dotson. He was sticking him. He was in there. He was smashing everything. And he was anything that was in sight, he was ready to get after it. They understood the assignment. The defense understood the assignment. Teron Johnson. 7 tackles today. Everywhere. You name it, he was everywhere. Let me tell you something, man. CeeDee Lamb is an excellent player. CeeDee Lamb is an excellent route runner. That's a tall task to handle. And Teron Johnson was all over. Great defensive scheme, keeping everything in front of us. I'm telling you right now, the backs of Tony Pollard, Gallup, Ferguson, CeeDee Lamb, yo, they're bruised up. Because every time they caught that football, smack. Every time they caught that, smack. There was no room. There was absolute room. I was sitting there going, y'all don't want them. Y'all don't want them because you listen, it's going to happen where you're going to fumble that thing or you're going to keep dropping them. It was one or the other. Keep doing what we're doing. This was fantastic, man. Terrell Bernard was on the money today. Jordan Poyer. We saw vintage Jordan Poyer today. Wasn't that nice to see? Because, listen, we all talk about, Jordan Poyer's getting a little older. He ain't the same. Micah Hyde's getting a little older. He don't look the same. Fam, we were on it today. Jordan Poyer, we saw a vintage Jordan Poyer. We saw last year's Jordan Poyer. Last 2 years of Jordan Poyer, we got him today. That was huge. Massive game. Cam Lewis coming in, making a freaking massive play, I think, on Jake Ferguson. Fam, everybody that needed to step their game up today was great. Let me tell you, can I give kudos and props to Brandon Bean? Brandon Bean made 2 key acquisitions late in the season. The trade for Rasul Douglas. Rasul Douglas has been a gem for this team. And the signing of Linval Joseph. Linval Joseph was a key contributor in today's game. This boy is a big boy. Look for that huge arm brace and you know he's all over it. Linval Joseph was all over. Shaq Lawson was all over today. Ed Oliver was sensational today. Leonard Floyd was doing his thing. We even saw a little bit of juice from our guy Von Miller. He's not quite there just yet, but we got some juice from Von Miller. But golly, Leonard Floyd was another key acquisition this year. Brandon Bean, sometimes you got some questionable draft picks. I get that part. But boy, you know how to get in on the free agency. You know how to bring in guys that are contributors. Look at Taylor Rapp. Look at Linval Joseph. Look at what Leonard Floyd is doing. Fam, Rasul Douglas, kudos to our guy, to our GM, Mr. Brandon Bean. Greg Rousseau had a monster game today. Listen, it was just really nice to see. 3 sacks for the defense today. We had 4 tackles for loss. We had 7 pass breakups, and we had 7 QB hits. I can't wait to find out what the pressures are, the QB pressures, because we were pressuring Dak all damn day today. All damn day today. Really nice to see. And if you go to the defensive side of the ball, dude, Josh Allen was only hit 4 times today, and there was only 2 pass breakups. I mean, we didn't really have that many attempts today, but golly, there were. If Josh wanted to, if the weather wasn't so bad, he could have slung that thing the way he wanted to. Trust and believe that. No need for it. So, shout out to every Dallas Cowboys fan in the chat right now. I know you guys are talking about zero rings. You know what I mean? 52-17, fam. Keep living in the past, baby. Keep living in the past. Here's a memory. Here's a memory for you. 31-10. That's the latest memory. I want you to etch that into your brain. Etch that into your brain for the next couple days, and then you got to move on to the Dolphins. That's a whole other ballgame for y'all. We took care of business. See if y'all can take care of business. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I'm always sticking to the Dallas Cowboys. That's for damn sure. Always living in the past. 4 Super Bowls. Yeah. We good with that. We know. That's why we're trying to fight to get right now. So if and when you do get to the playoffs, which you guys did, try to get out of the first round. How about try and do that? All right? But listen, folks, what a great win for the Bills today. What a fantastic win for the Bills today. Now, let me jump on the team stats, because that was the big one. Because we always wonder, okay, hold on a sec. How many penalties did we get? Okay, how did we do on third down conversions? Listen, you know what a key stat today was? Ladies and gentlemen, we had 8 first downs today. The Buffalo Bills had 28 first downs to the Dallas Cowboys 14. Massive. 28 first downs, and of those 28 first downs, 20 of them were rushing first downs. Fam. We can't listen. You've got to be thrilled about that. That is awesome to hear. You don't want to sit here and see, oh, we couldn't convert. We couldn't do this. Check this out. We go to the third down efficiency. We're 5 for 9 on third down efficiency. This is why we lead the league in third downs. We convert on our third downs. You know what I mean? The Eagles got the tush push. What do we got? What are we going to call our version of the tush push with Josh Allen? Because that's twice now. That's twice now. You know, we're going to call that left cheek. You know what I mean? Left cheek. You guys got the tush push. We got the left cheek. Because all Allen was doing was going to the left and going to the left cheek side. You know what I'm saying? Left cheek. Left cheek, baby. Let's go. Stop that shit. Let's do this, man. So 28 first downs altogether. 5 for 9 on third down efficiency. Kudos to these guys. The Dallas Cowboys went 5 for 13, so less than 50%. But we knew that was going to happen because this defense that the Bills are presenting onto the defense without their star players are still cooking and are still doing really well, right? Dallas Cowboys today, less than 200 yards of total offense, 195 yards of total offense today. They had 8 drives to our 9. Yards per play, and this is where you're going to lose. You're always going to lose. 3.4 yards per play. You're not going to have much success doing that. You're absolutely not going to have much success doing that. We got after Dak Prescott 3 sacks today for 28, and we gave up 1 sack on the other side, and we'll take that. Rushing 266 to their 89, we'll take that every time. But you know what the biggest thing for me, guys, was? 5 penalties for the Dallas Cowboys. How many penalties do you think the Bills had today? One penalty. And I'll tell you right now, the one penalty they had, I'll be real with you, I disagreed with it. Actually, you know what? It was, they were offside. We really had two penalties. And the one penalty that they gave us was Taylor Rapp diving over Dak Prescott. It didn't look like he hit him. But if Dak Prescott's going to run and slide, don't try to pull up Kenny Pickett and fake slide and keep going. So Taylor Rapp goes in and dives over. Now, could he have done a better job of avoiding it and kind of letting him slide into him? Maybe. But that was the one that we got today. We actually got two. Then there was one where Dak Prescott tried to do the same shit, and he closed his eyes like a little bitch. And here comes, who was it that laid him out? Tyrell Dotson? Tyrell Dotson came in and laid the wood. But Tyrell Dotson shouldn't have done that. Well, Dak Prescott slide earlier. Because if you slide earlier, you ain't got to feel the wood. But the fact that you have to stay up a little bit, try to be a big boy, well, here comes a big boy hit. Sit your ass down. I bet you after that, he thought about it every time now. Oh, shit, let me slide a little earlier, because if I don't, there goes my head. One penalty for the Bills today. What a difference that makes. We had no turnovers, only penalized one time for 15 yards. We can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with that. That is the recipe for success. And here's the greatest part of this whole situation. 35 minutes of time of possession. 35 minutes of time of possession. What that tells me is Dak Prescott, sit on the sideline with your little jacket on, with your little toque on, and stay warm, because we got business to handle on the field. And that we did. We just ran the ball and ran the ball and ran the ball, and y'all couldn't stop it. Dak Prescott couldn't get warm. Dak Prescott couldn't do shit because we kept his ass on the sideline. This is a game they will remember. Now, whether they get their shit together from it, we'll see. But folks, 35 minutes, I will take that every day of the week. Now, that being said, without further ado, I told my brother I would call him. This is that time right now that I will call him. He better pick up his phone, because he's got some explaining to do. I don't know what kind of excuse he's going to try to make, but he's going to make them. Now, before I even do that, let me go read the super chats, because I do appreciate you guys super chatting. And if you guys want comments to be read, the way it works is you got a super chat. That's the only way I'm going to see it, because the chat is nuts right now. I want to try to read every comment I can, but I can't. So the super chats is the way to go. And priority obviously goes to those that have subscribed to the channel. And priority definitely goes to the channel members. Salute to the channel members. Y'all know who you are. And that's where we read first. So super chats go in. My man D-Jax comes in and gives a super chat of $5. I appreciate that. Salute to y'all. The Bills are about to be the mother effing problem. They're about to be the best story ever told, Super Bowl or bust. Man, can you imagine? Could you imagine? The Bills were on the brink of potentially losing and not making the playoffs. We got a big win over the Chiefs, then another big win over the Dallas Cowboys. Then we got the Chargers next week. That anything can happen, but you think that we're going to take care of the Chargers. Now we've got momentum. Now we've got a great chance to make this playoffs. And then the last game of the season against the Dolphins, scripted or not, that's a hell of a script. So we have an opportunity to make some big moves. Salute to my man, Tony Clifton. What's up, Tony? Tony says, I'm a Cowboys fan on Xmas Eve. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out, baby. GQ Bob. What's up, GQ? Bob says, yo, Rasul Douglas, the best midseason addition in the league. Listen, Rasul Douglas, I can't stress enough what an impact he's made on this team. To this day, I know Packers fans are sick when they learn that he's leaving. And himself, he was sick. But I'm telling you right now, they're making that brother feel at home in Buffalo. And you can see it. You can feel it. And everything is visible to the eye. You know he's fitting in just fine. Lovely, lovely acquisition. That's a really good point, my man, GQ Bob. What do we got? What's good, my man, Raymond? What's up, Ray? Ray, thanks for that super chat. Comes in and says, yo, after the Eagles lost, I said the season wasn't over. In a few weeks, when we are celebrating the Bills over Chiefs, and the Cowgirls, the last three games were going to look a little different. I got clowned. Told you, bitches. I ad-libbed that. You know, listen, that was an ad-lib. But it's looking good. Listen, it's looking good right now. It's looking good. Salute to my man, King Noble. He's been a channel member for 26 months. Salute to you, my G. He said, yo, Ken Dorsey needs to go to trial for the crimes he has done against James Cook. You know what? I'm gonna stick on that, man. Because coaching matters. Coaching is important, and not utilizing someone that of James Cook's skill set is a crime. We've been asking for it. Like, why aren't we utilizing the guy that was supposed to be the dual threat receiver / running back that can catch out of the backfield and do all those things? Why aren't we using him? Why are we only giving him 6 touches, 7 touches, 8 touches? Meaningless. He's now found purpose. He's found his role amongst the team. And what he was able to do with great blocking today was expose even more the Dallas Cowboys. We knew Dallas Cowboys was a little soft in the middle, but we had to bring it to them to realize how cookie and we got the O-line salute. We did that thing today. What's up, Mikey? Mikey the Time Lord. What's up, Mikey? Mikey comes in. He comes in as a channel member. Salute to y'all, bro. He goes 18 months as a member. Salute. Cook indeed cooked. Got me 36 points in fantasy today. These boys are dangerous right now, as they are. And for those that picked up James Cook and put him on their squad today or have had them on a squad, kudos to you. If you had James Cook and you decided to bench him, oof, and you're in playoffs right now, and if you lose your playoff game because you decided to bench James Cook, shame on you. Shame on you. You're kicking yourself in the pants. If it's a big season, if it's one of those big teams where it's like $100 buy-in, $200 buy-in, you just lost yourself $200 plus whatever earnings you're going to get. Fam, you lost your money, kid. You lost your money. Jason, what's up, Jason? Jason says, yo, Allen versus Purdy in the Super Bowl. Nick Wright's nightmare. Make it happen. Dallas Cowboys getting the butt kicked. Best birthday present to myself. Jason, happy fucking birthday, buddy. Happy birthday, my G. Debbie, what's up, Deb? Deb comes in and says, yo, who's trolling Trayvon Diggs on Twitter? Rico? Someone has to do it. Well, listen, Trayvon Diggs right now is all about, he's all about right now just trying to heal and protecting what he sees from his brother. But listen, I'll tell you right now, the Bills came through and whooped your team. You ain't got shit to say today. And your brother had he was our best receiver today and did what he was supposed to do and caught key footballs down the stretch. We'll take that every single time, baby. Arizona Joe. What's up, Arizona Joe? He goes, hey, number one, the O-line were bullies today. It's sad that it took Dorsey getting fired to realize that Cook is him, but I'll take it. Isn't it sad, though? He's got to be sitting here watching the Bills and be like, fuck, I had James Cook this whole time. How the fuck was he not showing me this in practice? Maybe you got to coach better. You got to get that out of your players. And that's the thing. Coaching matters. You've got to pull the greatness out of your players. You just can't sit here and just dial up plays and just call a play and just, you know what I mean, hope it works. Fam, you got to know what your players do best and put them in their best position. That's why McDermott always has a defense that's constantly keeping games close, keeping our team close, keeping the games always close, because he knows how to put players in their best positions. Kent Dorsey was just calling plays. He thought he had it sweet. You know what I'm saying? Dable left you a plethora of great players. He left a good system for you. You just piggybacked on that. Now, this was your opportunity to come in and put your own stamp on it, but your stamp was faulty. The ink was garbage. You know what I'm saying? You tried to stamp that bitch, and it was one of those things where ink was dry, baby. Ink was dry, and it was crummy. We brushed that shit off. Now, Joe Brady's in the middle of kind of getting that. He's putting things together right now, and he's about to ink himself real good with this offense next year. We'll see how that plays out, but you got to give love, got to give major love to Joe Brady because he's doing it right now. Mark McGinley. What's up, Mark? Mark comes in and says, hey, where is the Cowboy fan from the Revs show last night who was acting like Rev was crazy for saying we will beat the Cowboys with ease? Listen, Cowboys fans are silent as ever. They are silent as ever, but I'm about to wake one up real soon. Real soon. Right now it's 8 o'clock. He's still alive. So I'm about to call his ass and find out what he's about. What's up, Maya? What's going on, Miss Linda West? We make the playoffs. You get down there. You get down here. We have an extra room and car, and we'll all chip in to get your ticket. Yo, my girl, listen. Much love. Yo, much love, Linda. Listen, Linda. If we can make something happen, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell the old lady, listen, things are taken care of. You ain't got to worry about shit. You know what I'm saying? My people's got me. I got shit to handle. We're going to Buffalo. Let's make this shit happen. So we got to make these playoffs, man. We really do. That'd be dope as hell. Linda, that would be dope as hell. We got to make that shit happen for real. salute to you, though, for that. Matt Hernandez. What's up, Matt? Matt, for 49 months being a member. Salute to all the members of the Buffalo Fanatics. Let's go, man. Bills money line was easy 150. Bills in the playoff mode, man. If you bet for the Bills to win and you made some money, yo, smash that like, baby. Smash that like. What's up, my man? Bartek, what's good? Rico, where are the McDermott haters at? We held the number one scoring offense to basically a field goal. They didn't allow 100 yards rusher all season. We cooked them boys. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, man. The Dallas Cowboys came in today. I'm going to be real. They came in knowing that this was going to be a tough game. They knew this was going to be a tough game. There's no way that you're an NFL player not thinking that this is going to be a tough game. However, I believe they really thought they were going to come in and spank us. Do not look at the record of the Buffalo Bills and think, yo, they lost six games, man, bro. We gonna get that ass. No. That's not how it works. Take a look at who we lost to. Take a look at how we lost, and take a look at what we've done to teams, and kind of do the math. You know what I'm saying? Look at the point differential. You've seen it. People are still scratching their heads like, how are you at 100 plus in point differential, and you were 6-6 just a couple weeks ago? It's craziness. Don't get caught lacking, because the Dallas Cowboys got caught lacking today. Don't get caught lacking, because you get caught lacking, you look like the Dallas Cowboys today. Slumped in your chair. Look like a damn fool with your dick in your hand. You know what I'm saying? You got your dick in your hand and you slumped in your chair. Looking pathetic. And that's exactly how they look like today. What's up, Jim Wins? Sends a super chat and a super sticker. Appreciate you. Much love. Now, This win today, what does it mean? And you guys let me know, what does it mean to you as a Bills fan? What does it mean to, you mean, say, all the time we put in watching the team? What does it mean, you mean, to see a big-time opponent come to Buffalo at home and we take care of them? Folks, we're 6-1. 6-1 technically at home. I mean, if you want to count the Jaguars game, because we were technically the home game, 6-2 at home. So at the end of the day, home is where the heart is, baby. Home You know what I'm saying? The crowd was into it. Josh Allen requested.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That you guys were loud. We couldn't even hear Dak go, here we go. We couldn't hear that shit. I think I heard it maybe once or twice. And that's because we just got tired and we were whooping that ass. We're like, yo, we can take it easy a little bit. But Josh came through and asked y'all, yo, be loud for us because we're going to need that shit. And that we did. Salute to America's team. And I'm not talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Salute to America's team because guess what? The Bills stack a few more wins. We stack a few more wins, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. Nobody is going to want to see the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to tell you right now. Nobody is going to want to see the Bills because we are dialed all the way in. We're dialed all the way in. And guess what? We're only getting better. We're only now, you know what I'm saying, starting to get comfortable in this new Joe Brady philosophy, right? He's got new ways of doing things. He's got new ways of thinking, right? So now that's why this offense can go from a high passing velocity team. So you know what? Let's switch it up. Let's go run the football on your ass. Kind of like, give me the old school days of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger. He can throw 500 yards on you, or they can rush for 250. You just never know what you're going to get. And that's the beauty of having these Bills teams led by Joe Brady and McDermott. The tandem you never thought you needed. McDermott and Joe Brady. What a combination. And you know what? Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling. So let's get some guys healthy. Daquan Jones, let's get you healthy. Only if Matt Milano were able to come back, man, would this be something that we'd absolutely love? We would absolutely love that. Legit says, yo, Rev called it. What did Rev call? Tell me what Rev called, man. And if Rev is in the chat, salute to my man Rev, man. Salute to my guy Rev. So that being said, we're 50 minutes in. It's that time. I'm going to call my bro. He specifically told me, he said, fam, win or lose, you better call me, is what he said. Win or lose, you better call me. So I know he's anticipating my phone call, and that phone call he will get. So without further ado, I'm calling my brother right now. And for those that don't know the background, my brother is a big Dallas fan. And the way that we became our team's fans was the Super Bowl years. My brother was like, hey, he's older. He's 6 years older than me. He's like, yo, pick a team. And whatever team you pick, I'll pick the opposite. And that will be our team going forward. That was it. I didn't know anything about football. I was like, yo, give me the red, white, and blue team. The Buffalo team. I like that team. That team looks pretty good. Cool. Let's pick that. Knew nothing about it. Been a Bills fan ever since. It was a flip of a freaking coin of which one I picked. Well, it's a good day today. So that being said, Let me call my brother. I call him his name is Jean Wendell, but I call him Johnny. So when I say Johnny, that's what it's gonna be. So he's gonna be full of excuses. I know it. Let's see what he's got to say. And I told you, you better pick up that phone when I call you.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's your Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Hold on. What are you supposed to say?
Nothing.
What are you supposed to call me?
Congratulations?
No.
I mean,
you know, buddy, what you're supposed to call me.
Buddy, cut him off, man.
You
I didn't
what you're supposed to call me. You're supposed to call me daddy, because that's exactly who I am to you.
Okay, buddy.
I am your daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're going to shut up right now. You're going to shut up and you're going to listen. I'm going to do the talking.
Yeah.
You're going to listen.
Yeah, go ahead, do the talking, because that's your Super Bowl.
That's my Super Bowl. Okay, well, here's my Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's your Super Bowl.
Can you hear me? I don't know. You're cutting out a little bit. Can you hear me?
I could hear you clearly, buddy.
Can you hear me? You're cutting out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear.
31-10. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me keep going.
Yeah.
200 plus yards of rushing
on
your defense.
Yeah.
261. James Cook.
Okay.
James Cook, 179 yards rushing. How you feel about that? You must be sitting there watching this game like, shit. He's going to call me.
Okay.
He's going to talk shit. I got nothing to say. I got to take it. Okay. I know you're hurting right now. You're hurt right now.
Okay.
You're hurt.
Right.
Stop saying,
are you done?
No, I'm not done.
Are you done?
Keep going. No. This is
okay,
my time.
Keep going. Just let me know when you're done. Let me know when you're done.
This is my time. Okay, here's when I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when I'm done, right?
All right.
Started right from the start. When we walked that shit down your throat. We walked that shit down your throat, and there was nothing you could do about it. And then it was your turn to go do something. And then we stopped your ass twice. Let me tell you something. There was a guy that was telling all of America. He said, let me tell you three things that's going to happen in this game. He said, the Dallas Cowboys are never going to punt. They're not going to punt once. He said, Dak Prescott is going to have 82% completion percentage, and these boys are going to put up 40 points. The absolute absurdity, the disrespect. So I'm going to be nice because I can keep going in on you, but I'm not, because I want to have respect for my older brother. You know what I'm saying? But I need to understand, as a Dallas fan, where's your head at?
All right, so my head is, we got.
It doesn't matter where your head is.
Hold on. Yeah. Keep laughing.
Listen,
the thing is, we got something to look forward to, because today, as we took that whooping from this loser, we made the playoffs, right? We made the playoffs. We're not desperado like you. You playing like a desperado, like almost like a crackhead that has been overdosed. You can't go any lower than where you at. You can only go up. So you're playing like a desperate little punk, which you should have been winning. Where us, we find out we made the playoffs today. We took a whooping, but at least we could say, you know what, man, this was something we could learn from, and come to the playoffs time, we're going to make sure that it ain't going to happen, because better happen now than the playoffs, where you're outside looking in, and we don't have to depend on anybody to be in the playoffs, because we're already there. Where you have to, you're playing with what? We've been playing with house money. We're playing with house money, so we could afford to take that whooping today. You lose one more game, you're out. You understand that? You lose one more game, you're out. So we, throughout the season, we made moves where we could afford to make those mistakes like we did today. You've already made too many mistakes. You can't afford to make any more. Playing like a desperate cat, you came and won today at home. Congratulations. But guess what? You still going golfing or fishing, punk?
Okay, I've heard enough of your bullshit, because all I could hear was bullshit, womp, 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 bullshit.
It ain't so, bullshit. It ain't bullshit. It's fact.
Let me tell you
it's
what happened.
It's a fact.
Today. Let me tell you what happened today. All right.
No, you. What happened today? You won. That's it.
No. But
don't overreact. You won.
Hold on.
You won a game. Just like you lost against the Jets, you don't overreact. You know what I'm saying? Any given Sunday, you could lose a game. Which we did today. We're still 11. We're still 11-4.
All right.
You understand that?
All right. So.
All right.
Respect to you guys. To your 11-4, you made your playoffs. But you know what happened today? you've seen this story before, where there's this the team from the suburbs that are whooping all these teams in the suburbs, and then when they come down to play, you know what I mean, the inner city kids, to really show what's going on, we throwing balls off the backboard, we slamming that shit, we popping threes on your ass, and you guys are sitting here trying to run the triangle offense. Yo, that shit's played out. You tried your bullshit. We fucking waxed you guys. So at that point, I don't know what did this thing, although soften them up to get our confidence up, because we know we could play. Now we take the Chiefs down. Now we take your asses down. I hope that for somehow the way things work out, we meet y'all back into the playoffs and it's a Super Bowl shit. Bro, it's a wrap. But you know what? Let's go one game at a time. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to tell you this, though.
This loser, you're talking about Super Bowl when you ain't even make the playoffs yet.
Let me just say this.
You don't even know if you're going to make the playoffs yet. You outside looking in, but yet you're talking about Super Bowl.
That's why I said, listen, take it one
typical,
game at a time.
Typical Bill fan.
So,
typical Bill fan. Typical Bill fan.
That being said, I bid you good night. At least you were a man of your word. Actually, you weren't, because you were supposed to answer the phone by saying hi, daddy, but you didn't, because that was the bet.
Right? No, I didn't do no bet with you calling you hi, daddy. I know that's a sick fetish for you, because your wife ain't calling you that. But I didn't make no bet with you. I'm gonna call you daddy, buddy, bro.
You know what's funny? You were funny. You just did. You just said hi, daddy. Okay. That's all. Okay. I needed, bitch.
All right. If that's gonna make you sleep better tonight.
Oh, I'm
knock yourself
good.
Out. And you're gonna sleep good. You're winning a game, yet you still don't make the playoffs. You're gonna sleep good for that.
Listen, man. Remember how we were talking about memory bank?
Put that in your memory bank. Exactly.
You can have that. What'd you call it? A nightmare bank? You could put that one in your nightmare bank. But today,
it was a nightmare. An
absolute nightmare,
bro.
For your Dallas Cowboys. Y'all didn't have an answer.
Listen. We've lost three straight losses. Well, three losses we had. Except for Arizona,
who'd you lose to?
Has been a war pass. Okay? So this ain't no nightmare for me, because I'm real. I keep it real with myself.
I know my team.
No, hold on. I know my team. We ain't no superpower. I've never told you we're the superpower. So, yes, I took my whooping, and I learned from it. You're overreactor. Typical Bill Fenn. Four-time Super Bowl loser.
Oh, buddy.
That's in your memory bank. It will forever stay like that until you actually win a Super Bowl.
You're right.
You understand that?
I'm going to end the loser. Listen, I'm the loser. 31-10?
Yeah, you're a loser. I'm still 11-4. I'm 11-4 made the playoffs.
Cowboys fans.
11-4 made the playoffs.
Let me just say this. You fraudulent Cowboys
fans. We took one of the biggest whooping.
Haven't done shit. I think you beat one team with a winning record.
We took one of the biggest whooping. Yeah, we still 11-4 and made the playoffs. Where you beat the Chiefs, you beat us, but you're still outside looking in.
Hold on, I forgot to tell you. You forgot that you calculated something wrong. Remember, you said you're 11-4. You said you're 11-4, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Are you sure? You would have been 11-4 if you won today. Yeah, jackass.
Okay, so we 10-4.
Yo, shut your ass up. See, that's the problem.
We would have been 11-3.
Y'all don't know how to win on the road.
Okay, buddy.
You want numbers? Here's numbers for you. You're 10-4. You still have to get to the 11th win. You're trying to get
and
to the
you're 8-6. Listen, you're 8-6 and still hoping that some other team loses so you can make the playoffs.
Well, listen. I'm a
you ain't in shape and hoping some other team loses so you can make the playoffs.
Listen, I just want to say, I'm just going to say one more thing to you, and then I got to go, because I got a show to do, because you're on the show and you're embarrassing yourself. So, number one.
Yeah, no, now you got to go. Typical Bill fan, rejoice in this a sloppy win.
Listen, sloppy win.
And then
31-10.
Yeah, sloppy win, and then don't make the playoffs. Buddy, listen, what you guys should be doing right now is keep quiet, okay? Keep quiet and keep praying that you do make the playoffs. No, it's no time for you to be bragging or any of that crap.
One game at a time.
Exactly. So shut your mouth.
No.
Shut your mouth and keep praying.
Enjoy this.
Shut your damn mouth and keep praying.
And then
it's nothing for you to be bragging about.
Listen,
loser.
It's about beating the Cowboys. You know
buddy,
it, and I know
buddy.
It. So you
see, winners like myself, winner mentality. We took a licking, we learn from it, and get better.
Listen,
loser mentality is overreact to one game.
Yeah.
Typical Bill fan. So, that's what you guys are.
Here's the problem. You take a licking.
That's what you guys are.
But I don't know if you're going to keep ticking because right now you got some games that you got to face that are.
We already made the playoffs, bro. What game? We made the playoffs.
Brother.
We made the playoffs. So right now it's all we're doing right now is just learning and just get tighter and then get better.
Can I ask you a question?
Real
question.
Just keep praying and keep hoping.
Real question.
Keep praying and keep hoping. That's what you guys do.
Real question. Who was the MVP of the game today?
James Cook.
What was the score?
What was the score? You know the damn score.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn mouth,
I did you, sir.
I listen to this loser, man. Yeah.
Like, James Cook? Anyway, listen. I love you. You know I do. And we'll talk
soon. Shut your mouth, man.
Tell me you love me.
Shut up. Anyway, keep hoping, keep praying. Punk.
Love you. Fuck off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother. We go like this all the time. He's big, man. And you know what? It's not going to stop here. Now I know. It's not going to stop here. Because I got to call him when I'm on my way to work. I'm going to call his ass. I'm like, yo, you're not on camera anymore, but I'm going to record his ass. I'm like, yo, fam, what happened to your Dallas Cowboys? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I had to make that phone call because he needed to understand. I do have another friend of mine that I should call. That's more, he's more of a down to earth. He understands. He's not as delusional as my older brother, but he he understands what happened today, and he knows his team got absolutely shellacked. I don't know if I have the time to call him, but you know what? I want to enjoy this one because it's one game at a time. We all know that. This was a big one because it keeps our hopes alive. Not only that, it boosts us in our percentages to make this playoffs. Because if we lost this one, we would have had to be wondering if this team won, if that team won. This was big. This was huge. We're on a two-game win streak. We'll take it. We'll take that Chiefs game. We'll take the Dallas Cowboys game. And we move on to the Chargers. And we already know what time it is when it comes to the Chargers. Now, we ain't going to sleep on the Chargers because anything can happen. But we should be able to handle business and get us a 3. And then we keep rolling. And we got the Patriots. And then we keep rolling. And then you know who. But I'm going to tell you something. This was a big win. This was a big win for the Bills. This was a big win for Bills Mafia. This gives us a big boost in how we present ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and see how this plays out. And something tells me that I want to kind of see how things shake out. I'm gonna check out that New York Times website. That New York Times website right now. I'm gonna hold on a second. Let me just take a look here because I'm curious to see where we are when it comes to this playoff simulator here. And I'm curious to see how this plays out. And now it's asking me if there's a paywall. Are you kidding me? I'm not paying for this nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta figure something out to see how it all looks at this point. Let me just try to figure myself out, and then I'm going to try to get back onto this New York Times business. But if you guys have seen the playoff machine, I'm not sure if you have or not, but if you've seen the New York Times playoff machine, it kind of gives you an idea of where we are and how things can play out. So I'm going to pick my squad as the Bills right now, sitting at a nice, listen, it's nice to see the Bills at 8-6. I'm going to be real with you. And right now, as of right now, let me see if I can get that point. Okay, it's rolling. So let me share my screen with you guys so you guys see where I'm headed at. So you can, before I get out of here, just so we can revel in this together. I want to revel in this with you guys together so we see where we're at. So let me see if you guys can see where I'm at. Perfect. I'm going to put myself on the bottom of the screen here so it kind of shows you out. So right now, the Bills, as of right now, based on everything that's gone on, we're sitting at 70%. 70% to make the playoffs based on what we did today. Huge. Huge, huge, huge. So let us see what's happening. So week 15 in the books. Week 16 is next. So chances are we take on the Chargers and we beat the Chargers. All right. Excuse me. I picked the wrong one. I picked the wrong side. So it boosts us up just a little bit to 75%. Right. The Steelers are absolutely terrible. So let's just say the Bengals beat the Steelers. We're at 70% to still make it, right? Let's go to the Commanders and Jets. Who cares what's going on with that? But you know what? Commanders should be the Jets because the Jets are just absolutely... I don't know what the hell the Jets... The Jets were supposed to do something special today, but they didn't. The Texans and the Browns. So if the Texans win, not good. If the Browns win, it's an even better shot for us, right? Let's keep it moving. Jaguars and Bucks. First of all, the Jaguars are supposed to play the Ravens today. We'll call it, let's just say, if the Ravens win, we're at 75%. So we want the Ravens to win because it boosts us in what we do, right? It really doesn't matter what happens here. Who cares? So now, when you're looking at the Lions and Vikings, Seahawks, Titans. Titans are out of the playoffs, so it doesn't really matter. Lions and Vikings, who gives a damn? Panthers, they freaking won today. I can't believe they did. The Jaguars and Bucks. The Bucks look really good today. Let's just say the Bucks take the Jags. That's a toss-up. It really is a toss-up. So I'm going to assume the Bucks are on fire. They're trying to still make the playoffs. They're in it still. We can. Bears, who cares about the Bears? The Cowboys and Dolphins. Now, I got to go back to the chat. Based on what you guys saw today, do the Dolphins take the Dallas Cowboys? Because the Dolphins look really good without Tyreek, without Javon Holland, without their center. Like, there's a lot riding on that. So I ask you, the chat, knowing what you seeing what you saw today, the Dallas Cowboys facing the Miami Dolphins, and I don't know who's home and who's away. Let me just take a look, take a quick look here. So the Dolphins, also the Cowboys, will be traveling to Miami. So they're on the road again. On the road again. So they're on the road again. If the Dallas Cowboys win, we're at a 79% chance to make it. I'm asking you guys this. Dallas, do they bounce back and take the Fins? I don't know. Based on what they looked on like today, they're going to have some real big problems against the Miami Dolphins. But also, Miami Dolphins played the Jets today, and the Jets absolutely, they mailed it in today. They mailed it in. So what do you see happening? My man Juan Castillo comes in and says, yo, Cowboys are going to play much better to prevent the two losses in a row. They have to. You'd think they have to if they're trying to get the number one seed, right? They're trying to win the division, right? So you want to be able to do that. But they didn't look good today at all. They didn't look good. Let's just say for the sake of what they're trying to do, and who knows if Tyreek comes back healthy enough, that O-line is still in shambles. So let's just give that win to the Cowboys. Patriots and Broncos is a toss-up. Let's just say the Broncos win that one. Chiefs at Raiders. I don't know at this point, man. The Raiders, you can't. I'll give the edge to the Chiefs just because, right? Eagles, Giants, who cares? And then Ravens, 49ers. Let's say the 49ers take the Ravens. Now we're into week 17. Browns over the Jets. The Lions, you know what? Who gives a damn? But like the Lions over the Cowboys, that's a toss-up. You never know what's going to happen with that. So Dallas has to win that one. Patriots at Bills, we obviously take that one. So that boosts our chance to 81%. Stay with me now. Raiders and Colts. Let's just say the Colts win. It brings us down to 76% because right now we're battling with the Colts to get that spot, right? At least to get the seventh spot. Giants and Rams, who cares? I'm just going to flip through them. Eagles and Cardinals, who cares? Saints and Bucks, who cares? 49ers, Commanders, who cares? Here we go. You got the Jaguars and the Panthers. You know the Jaguars are going to be the Panthers. The Panthers are some bums. You got the Dolphins and the Ravens. Let's just say the Ravens take the Dolphins. But either or, let's just say the Dolphins win. It doesn't change our chances. It still keeps us at getting into the playoffs with a 70% chance. Titans are out of the playoffs right now. Let's just say Texans take on the Titans and then win. 70% still chance to make it. Doesn't mean that we're in it, but still 70% chance. Seahawks, Steelers. I'm taking the Seahawks over the Steelers. I think the Steelers right now are imploding and they're not doing well. Broncos over the Chargers. Chiefs over the Bengals. I would assume that would happen. And then you've got the Vikings over the Packers. Who cares? So now we go into week 18. Obviously, we know we have to take the Bills have to beat these boys. So how it plays out. Bengals and Browns. Divisional games are always tough. Let's just say Bengals win it. Let's just say the Jaguars beat the Titans. We're down to 50% to make the squad, right? Texans and Colts, it's a toss-up. It really is. So really, I'll say the Colts win this one. Broncos and Raiders, that's also a toss-up. I don't know who's going to win that one. Let's just give it to the Broncos. I'd hate to do it, but we give it to the Broncos because they have the tie against us. Obviously, we need to win this game. We're 99%. So that's what has to happen. With all these things that happen, we just have to win out. There's no ands, buts. That's shits and giggles. Shits and giggles. We absolutely shit the bed against the Chargers. We lose against the Chargers. We don't deserve to go anywhere. Let's be real with each other. But the Chargers beat us. We're out. Okay? So we don't have the room to lose any games based on what happened. Let's just say the Patriots came in, they sweep us. We have no chance. So folks, I'm going to stop right there. There's no and, ifs, or buts. We win out. That's it. There's no ands. We have no room for errors. We have no room for mistakes. We have no room to have a blunder. We've had our blunders. The blunder against the Dolphins. The blunder against the Broncos, 12 men on the field. The blunder against the Patriots, letting them walk down the field and score on us. The blunder against who else did we lose to? The Jets with a punt return touchdown in overtime. That's three games right there. Those are the blunders. So we're done. We've given up the blunders. Now it's a matter of taking care of business. And right now, our business is to win out. Period. Point blank. And you know what? We'll call the Jags game. I'd like to call it a blunder because I don't think the Jags were good enough to beat us, but they did. But if you look at the Eagles game, that's a game we should have had. We all know that. Now, let's take a look here real quick. Let's go back to the simulator. Because if you're looking at the Miami Dolphins and what they do, let me select the Dolphins here. I don't know why it's all in white, but let's just see what we got here. Where's the Miami Dolphins? All right, so the Miami Dolphins. Let's just play the game with the Miami Dolphins, all right? I'm going to share my screen just so you guys can see it. And then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of your hair. All right? And if you guys are appreciating the show, by the way, smash that like if you guys are appreciating the show. And if you have not subscribed, subscribe to the channel. Y'all are doing yourself a disservice if you don't. Here we go. The Miami Dolphins. Right now, they're in 100% chance of making this squad. Okay? Now, let's just say they lose to the Cowboys. They lose to the Ravens. And they lose to the Bills. They have a legitimate chance to make the playoffs. They're at a 63% chance. This is if they go on a losing streak. Because these three opponents that they face, I don't know if you guys can see the screen. Perfect. You guys can see it. These three opponents that they face, Cowboys, Ravens, Bills, easily could be losses. All right? So here we go. Ravens against the Jaguars. We say the Ravens win. Let's just say the Ravens win that one. Here we go. Bengals, Steelers. If I keep it the way it's supposed to be, because I didn't really change anything, they got a 60% chance of making the playoffs, right? Let me go down to week 18. And that's obviously we know what happens if we don't. Even if they lose all three games, they're most likely in the playoffs. So who has to win or lose for them to be out? That's the real question. And either way, these boys are making the playoffs because of their win today. No matter how you slice it, they're in. They just got to keep winning. However, let's just say, anyway, it doesn't matter because let's just say, okay, the Bills beat the Patriots. They're at a 62% chance. Yeah, see, it's gonna come down to, at the end of the day, maybe both teams making the playoffs. Simple as that. They got to win. Obviously, they're going to win the division. So because they won today, simple as that, they're making the playoffs. They got a 63% chance to make it. there's a 37% chance that they're out. I just don't know what the, I don't know who has to do what, but if they've got it right now, as of right now, the way things are put out with the Bills winning out and the Dolphins obviously losing everything, let's just say they lose every game, they're still making the playoffs. Let's just say they beat the Ravens. They're definitely in, right? They beat the Cowboys, they're definitely in. So they're one win away from getting the whole thing. So if they lose all three games, they still have a chance to win it. So it looks like the Bills and Dolphins are making the playoffs no matter what. That win today against the Jets keeps them in and most likely will get them into the playoffs. So it'll probably be us facing them yet again. Probably not. We'll probably face another wild card team. But you never know. We might see the Dolphins again for the third time 2 years in a row. So here we are. The Bills with a huge, massive win today in Buffalo against the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys did not realize what they were getting themselves into. When you have a dog against the wall and there's one bowl of food and you are trying to get in between the dog and the bowl of food, you already know what's going to happen. And right now, we are that dog. And the Dallas Cowboys made the mistake of trying to reach in and grab the bowl. Y'all fucked up. You know you done fucked up, right? Yes, you did. So right now, the Bills control their own destiny. The Bills control their own destiny. We got three games to go. We don't have any room to mess up. None. And the Bills know that. McDermott knows it. Joe Brady knows it. Josh Allen knows it. James Cook knows it. You got to give them all the love in the world. And guess what? Next week against the Chargers, potentially we get Epinesa back. That'll be a nice boost. We are just not sure what we get out of Micah Hyde. He may need some time off to really heal up. So we might have that whole rotation of Cam Lewis, which I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed seeing Cam Lewis on the field today. Cam Lewis, Jordan Poyer, Taylor Rapp. That's not a bad trio. There were all three of those boys were on the field, and you had Jordan Poyer in the box next to Terrell Bernard, which was nice to see. And you had Cam Lewis and Taylor Rapp on the back end. What a beautiful sight to see. So, Bills fans, Bills Mafia, this was huge. This was absolutely massive, a massive victory for the Bills. And I can't wait to hear. I'm going to see if I can try to find it because I'm sure that McDermott absolutely had a hell of a, oh, hold on a second. Let me get some audio for you guys. I guess Deion Dawkins had a message for everybody.
Real Buffalo Cowboys.
Okay. How about them Cowboys, he says. Now, I really want to see if there's any footage of McDermott in the locker room. Because I'm sure of it. And if there's footage of it, let me know. I'm trying to look for it on my Twitter right now. See if I can find it and play that clip for you guys. Because right now, what a massive win for the Bills. What a massive win for the Bills. Let me see if I can try to see if McDermott had anything to say against this. And I'm gonna tell you this right now. Skip Bayless. He does this weird thing where he's like, it's weird. He's 70 plus. I don't know if he knows how to use social media or not, but he doesn't know what to say. So this is a thing he does where he just breathes into the microphone when he's so upset. Man, fuck Skip. I'm gonna tell you that right now. So folks, I'm trying to find if there's any footage of my guy McDermott. If there is, I'd love to see what he had to say. And I'm trying to click it right now, find out what's good. But while you guys are here in the chat right now, do me a favor, smash that like. If you have any questions, concerns, things that you want me to read, super chats, I'm going to jump into the super chats right now. And we can try to get this thing popping here. So give me 2 seconds while I get this thing rolling. And we on one. So this is Josh Allen right after the game being interviewed by, I believe, Aaron Andrews.
Hey, Josh, you guys told me you felt rejuvenated after beating Kansas City in Kansas City last night or last week. How do you feel after beating Dallas? And they were coming in with a 5-game win streak.
Let James cook.
What a game from him. What a game from our O-line. What a game from our defense. You know, we were smart with the ball, took care of business at home. We just got to take it one game at a time, but we're a confident team right now. We got to keep things going.
James Cook basically had career highs in everything today. Why, first of all, and what did you think about the way he played?
I mean, he ran the ball so hard. Our offensive line gave him holes to run through. Our guys on the perimeter blocked their tails off. And our receivers made plays when they had to. You know, it wasn't a pretty passing game by all means. You talk about the weather, the rain, the wind. But when in doubt, give it to our running backs. Let's go grind out some yards. And our offensive line was up for the task today.
You know what looked pretty, though? Your defense. I mean, you want to give those guys some love against this Dallas offense?
Yeah, that's one of the highest flying offenses in the league. And our defense came out. They played so well. You know, Coach McDermott called a heck of a game, and he had us prepared to go this week. And again, we're going to celebrate this one tonight, turn our attention to next week. Are we going L.A. Chargers next week, next Saturday? So that'll be the only thing on our minds.
All right, appreciate it. We had a time in Buffalo, man. Thanks.
I hope you did. This is a great spot. I hope people can start to realize that.
We had a time. Thanks, Josh.
Start to realize,
hey, Josh, you guys told me
these Bills are for real. Start to realize that. Don't let this record fool y'all to think that, yo, we some bums out here. Yo, we had some unfortunate breaks, but now we are a better team in December. If you've seen our record, this is when the team starts to turn up in December. December is usually our time. So let's get started, because what do they always say? You're a good football team when you show us what you got in December. September is cool and all. October is nice. But once you get to December, December football is what is really, truly all about. That's what we have to get to. So at the end of the day, here's my guy McDermott in the locker room. Check this out.
Hey, O-line. O-line.
Huge.
200. You're good. 200 some yards rushing, man.
Yep.
200 some yards.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you prepared your ass off, man. It showed, right? It showed. What do the old Bills say, right? When it's too tough for them,
it's just right for us, baby. Let's go, baby.
Did we break a record here? Broke a record. Can I get a ball, please?
Game ball. Who's the game ball going to?
Most games in a single season, a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown in the same game.
Josh Allen.
Hey, remember, listen to me.
Big
win.
Real
quick, stay humble, right? Short week. Got a couple guys banged up in this game. We need everybody, man. Everybody going out west. Go ahead, Josh.
Let's go, baby. Listen, that's the way you cap this off. So let me get these super chats in, and we out of here, folks. My man, I Viking, what up, man? You go solid 2 weeks as a Bills fan. Went to KC and held it down. Got to watch all those said Chief fans leave the stadium. Now this, woo! Boy, we cooking, and that we are, my guy. Salute to my man, Fan. GP came through. He says he's a fan of the show. He's an old head. Experienced the K-Gun years. By the way, my name is Gary. That old man is calling my name. Dallas went down. You're damn right, baby. Let's roll. My man Jason says, yo, just proof that the Cowgirls fans need to lay off the weed. They don't live in reality. My brother right now, he's upset. You know when people are upset, they don't say things they mean. So I'm going to call him later on. He's going to be crying like a little bitch. But we're going to talk about it. Matt, my spies, what's up, Matt? Matt says, yo, what are we calling this game, man? Is this the iconic? Let me know. is it iconic? Listen, man, this is the Cook game. Listen, everybody's going to remember the Cook game. The James Cook game, everyone's going to remember that. Like, that is the game that you know that's what it is, man. James Cook went off, absolutely off. And this is one of those games where you can run it again and watch this game, and you're like, yo, how did he fit through? Because if you watch James Cook, man, he was just on it. He was reading everything. Everything was set, and he was able to slither through, man. There were holes that were just this crack, and he just got there and made moves and made decisions, great decisions. So salute to our guy, James Cook, man. Listen, I already signed my apology letter. My apology letter is signed and sealed. That boy is the real deal, and I hope he keeps it up, because I'm still going to get mad at James Cook sometimes. Now that I know what his potential is truly about, I got more reason to be more mad when he's not performing, because he's given us something that we know he was capable of giving us prior to. It just took an offensive coordinator that had the damn fortitude, the balls to drop, to say, yo, let's give this guy the freaking football. Josh doesn't always have to be the focal piece, the focal point of this team. We've got a whole whack of talented players on the squad. You just got to give it up to somebody else. Josh even said it. Let James cook. It's that simple. My man, Soul Glow. What's up, man? Yo, Rico, you ran your bro blood pressure way up. Sidebar, F Breece Hall. Kept saying Cook is the answer. He is not just a dual back. He can run deep routes. Fam, everything about James Cook today showed me that he's nice, man. He's nice. And it's just nice that an offensive coordinator trusts to give him the ball and do what he does. That's what he's supposed to do. And speaking of James Cook, if you guys want to support and support the brand and support BF, we have a new shirt out right now in our BF store. Right now, supportbf.com. You can go and copy your stuff, or you can go to www.bffanshop.com. Bshop.com. Let cook. My boy will and it's in stores right now. Get it. Supportbf.com. Everything you need to know about getting this tea right now. Go ahead and get yours right before Christmas. If you can order before Christmas, because right now, this is the time to do it, because we put it out there. Try to get one for next game against the damn Chargers, because if James Cook was cooking against the Dallas Cowboys, what the hell you think he's going to do to the freaking Chargers? Let's go. So supportbf.com. It's Let James Cook. Let's get this thing popping real quick, folks. And listen, James Cook was absolutely on one today. And my favorite shot of the day when it came to James Cook was this one right here. Micah Parsons trying to get on him. And James Cook's like, catch me if you can, bitch, because you're not going to get me today. James Cook, absolutely great. Have a game. And you know what? One of the shots that I like a lot is this one here, man. When he gets in the end zone, man, he's letting you know, I am that dude. He certainly came through, and he certainly did what he was supposed to do. And ladies and gentlemen, James Cook was phenomenal today. And look, the game previews, you saw what it was. 7 out of 10 guys thought this was going to happen. And you got that stupid loser Gordon that thought it was going to be a route 30-13. And I got one last message to Mike Tenenbaum. Mike Tenenbaum's punk ass thought three things were going to happen in today's game. Shame on him, number one. The Dallas Cowboys are going to put 40 points. First of all, they don't even do that on the road ever. They're averaging 23 points on the road. Knock it off. That's number one. Number two, you're facing a very good led Sean McDermott defense. Cut it all the way the F out. That's number one. 40 points on the Bills, knock it off. They're not going to punt once. The absolute disrespect to the Bills saying that they're not going to punt. You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. That's number two. Number three, Dak Prescott is going to throw for 82% completion percentage. Did you guys not see what Dak Prescott was doing right now? I mean, lest I remind you what his percentage was today. Let me do some quick math to let you know what he was. What is he, 21 for 34? 21 for 34 percentage. What is that? 61%. 20% off, my guy. Are you kidding me? How many punts did they punt today? Rather, quite a few. If you don't ask me, let's find out what they did. How many punts? We have 5 punts from my guy, Brian Anger. 5 for 275, bro. You tripping. So, let me close out this wonderful display of football by these Bills, because they absolutely kept everything alive for us, and we've got hope. Because there was moments, I'm not gonna lie to you, a lot of fans were like, yo, it's done. We're out of here. We're done. We ain't got no shot. It's over with. It's done with. But not this time. The Bills are very much alive. And the way we stay alive is by winning out. Win out. Win against the Chargers. Win against the Patriots. And we face our nemesis in the Miami Dolphins. And you know it's going to be all eyes on the Miami Dolphins. You guys already know what time it is. So let's handle business how we're supposed to. That being said, great win by the Bills. And let me close out by saying this. This team came together knowing full well our backs are against the wall. And it all started with us losing games that are uncharacteristic. It all started with one decision that McDermott had to make, and that was moving on from Ken Dorsey. Unfortunate at the time, because you don't want anybody to lose their job, but that one decision has changed a lot on the offensive side of the ball. McDermott knows, oh, this defense is going to do what they need to do, but if the ball keeps being turned over, and we're having to go back onto the field and try to bail out the offense, there's no balance. There's no complementary football. That's what he keeps saying, right? Complementary football. Well, you know how you complement your defense? Don't turn the ball over. You know how you complement your offense? Give the ball back to the offense and make stops. And that's exactly what was happening. Complementary football. I can't believe I'm even saying this, but complementary football was played today. So we just got to keep that up. That one decision that McDermott made has now changed things. Now we've got young Joe Brady in there calling plays and putting guys in position. And we're not even all the way fully on yet because Josh Allen hasn't really kind of, I mean, got taken over games to the point where like, okay, I got Diggs involved and I got Gabriel Davis involved. We still can tweak in order for us to be successful. But the beautiful thing it is, you don't always have to have Josh Allen take over. And it was lovely to see James Cook and the O-line just absolutely dominate. They absolutely dominated. The trenches were amazing. I can't wait to watch this whole thing again because I'm going to tell you this. Vach Lombardi, I'm a big fan of Vach Lombardi. I've been watching Vach for years now. Great insight on draft. And he had a little something to say today about the Dallas Cowboys. And he was talking about Osiris Torrance is a bum. Osiris Torrance, slow feet, big body, waste of space pretty much. Well, I can't wait to watch this film again and find out how big body Osiris Torrance was mauling your asses. He was pushing y'all all over the yard. That's why I love this game, man. Love this game. That being said, my time here is done. Folks, if you guys have not smashed the like, smash that like. If you guys have not subscribed to the channel, do me a favor. Subscribe to the channel. And supportbf.com. It's really that simple. We got the James Cook tees out right now. Go ahead and hit that and get on that. We'd love to have you. And that being said, yeah! It's my time to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Smash that like one more time. And catch me tomorrow on the Bleacher Report. We on tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern time, 2:30 my time, but 1:30 Eastern time. Go ahead and download the app, Bleacher Report app, and look for me, Rico_BF, and we go get it popping on the Bleacher Report tomorrow. Do me that favor, go red right now and get that. But until next time, it's your boy Reek, it's the Buffalo Fanatics, it's the Rico Report, and I'm gone. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go.
week. Here we go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.